Some men, or I suppose they are angels, came to act as our escort. Jack Wells got our particular bunch, about 40, into shape, and we stood in marching formation on a little hill until the word was given to start. We did not fly or float or anything like that. We just marched at a good rattling pace. The only thing strange about it was that we did not mind such natural obstacles as forests or rivers, but went right along through or over them. This was the case out of doors, but we did not pass through closed buildings or walls. At all times we looked for the open things or gates. I asked the man, Angel, about whether we had really bulk or weight. He answered me, but I didn't understand well enough to make it clear, I am afraid. I think he meant that our bodies are heavier, or denser, than air. As these facts are made known to me, I will tell you. We passed through several villages, one of which I had seen on the way to the line. It had been shelled and destroyed. There were human bodies everywhere. They looked like, and were, no more than so many abandoned shells or coverings. From this point of view there is no more in death than removal from one house to another. In most cases the separation of the soul and body was complete. Where there was still some clinging to the body on the part of the self, some of us waited to comfort and cheer. Now and then we came across a frightened or dazed spirit, and we helped there. But there were many men and women from this side present among the ruins, and their special care seemed to be the children. Some beings, angels, literally carry the little ones on their bosoms. I had supposed that we would leave the atmosphere of the earth by ascending into higher regions. We are all more or less influenced by Raphael's ascension, I suppose. But it seems that there are points of egress reached by defined channels, ports of departure. At present I cannot tell you where the one we were assigned to is located, because we were recalled. And the manner of the recalling will interest you. The march was well underway when there was an order to right about face and we started back. Jack Wells was marching with the man in command, I have not yet learnt his name or what to call him, when he turned around and said he had orders to return. How he got the orders puzzled me. There were no messengers or mechanical means like telephones or wireless. But it seems we acquire the ability to hear anything addressed to us, personally, through any amount of space. That is how you reach us, and if that we are trying to do now is to have you hear us as well as we hear you. Please italicize this when you print what I say. I wish you would read Swedenborg again, and compare what he says with what I may be able to tell you. You remember we read a book of his together that winter I had to stay indoors. I hope to see some of our great forces over on this side, or beyond this particular side, as I progress. 51. Just when that will be I cannot guess. It seems we are still needed on the battlefields where our work is to ease the wounded. This we are able to do. Emphasize this, Mother. For every boy that is hurt or terrified, there is a comforter. I wrote you that we hear, continually, that the Savior is often seen on the fields. I have not dared to look, sometimes, when I have felt, rather than seen, a strange soft light. I am not ready to look just now. But there is no doubt but that he moves among the soldiers. I am called away. I get all your messages, Mother. I can only answer a few questions. Partly because I am not yet sure of many things here and partly because there seems to be no means of communication concerning certain conditions. That is, when we get beyond the usual, we are beyond the common medium of language. The words we know are inadequate to express our revelations. Of course, until we move on into the big places, we are really on almost the same footing as though I too were in the flesh. But when the big places are reached, I shall have more difficulty in conveying my information. XVT least, so I suppose. Now, I am to continue in the ether for a time anyway. Ought to pick up considerable news for you. If I dwell on things that seem the least important, perhaps it is because of this angle of vision. Now the all-important matter to the boys here is to have their folks know that they are alive and well and filled with intense enthusiasm and ambition. Take up the Bible and read it with this that I am telling you in mind. I expect, as time goes on, I shall be able to describe scenes and customs to you, after the manner of the observant traveler, But now what you must learn is this: in this intermediate place which is neither wholly material nor wholly spiritual, we are busy and so happy, or would be if it were not for the sobs and tears of our folks. Please do not give way to sadness, mother. And for heaven's sake, this is literally for heaven's sake, beg the mourners to stop crying, and to cease wearing black clothes. We have returned to our former quarters on a hill above Verdun. The fighting is continual, and there is much for us to do. Many are coming out. Charlie Spencer came wandering across the field in a dazed sort of way. He was glad to see me and did not dream that I had been changed. He is not reconciled to death because he is in love with a girl on earth. That seems to break up the philosophy. A man can leave everyone else with resigned calmness but the one girl he loves. He is in great mental agony, and I am going to get one of our instructors to take him in hand. The angel came into my tent and talked with Spencer. I have got to get what he said clear in my mind before I transmit it to you. The purport of it is simply this: each created being is the half of another created being. When these two halves are brought together, it is marriage. There may be many alliances in a person's life, but only one marriage. That sounds like the affinity business we heard so much of at one time. But you would not think it sounded that way if you heard this angel explain it. I'll get down to his real meaning and write more. This is it. There are no separations of those who belong together. Emphasize belong. Spencer's girl will come to him here if she is his other half, and their marriage will be consummated in heaven. I asked the angel what if the girl should marry, and he surprised me by saying she probably would, certainly should do so. That she should fulfill the law of her being on earth by wife and motherhood. That accomplished, she will find her spiritual mate and the man who had been her husband on earth will find his own complementary self. It all sounded simple and rather familiar. I think you will not be shocked when you really consider that we are not dealing with the ephemeral life of the body but of the eternal verity, the soul. There are some things I want to ask the man when I can screw my courage to the sticking point. Among them is whether one who has not been in love, as we say, on earth, can expect such an experience here. I will find out and let you know. I get any thought, I suppose, that is directed to me. I cannot undertake to say how or why. In fact, I am not informed as to these things. I do not know why any more than I knew, in class, why one ray of light was white and one was violet. I read what the scientists said, of course, and let it go at that. Their facts did not dent my understanding. Thy Sunlit Page original book was 55 here. If ever I send another message to our old neighbors, after this is done, I am going to urge them to open their minds to many things. From this point of view I am pretty sure that however wild a proposition may appear to be, it is certain to contain an element of truth. If millions of dusty papers lost on the shelves of the patent office might be brought out, I have no doubt that old what's-his-name would find among them a fulcrum to fit his lever, so he could go about moving the earth. That reminds me that we must not stop pushing these facts over prejudices and difficulties. Get a hem boiled down to the utmost simplicity. To a sentence, if you can. Life is continuous and souls go marching on. That's the big truth. All other things can be added unto it. Many things I say are not authoritative. But this thing is. Look in the Bible, with these spectacles on, and see. As far as modes of living, habits of angels, philosophies and opinions, my reports are likely to be as accurate as the average traveler's in an unfamiliar country. But I'll correct any misstatement as I go on and learn more. Our main business, now, is to establish definite lines of communication. 56. The fighting has swung back to about the place where I fell. Think of me as doing a man's part still, right in the battle. We do not fight, we form the relief division and bring comfort and aid to the wounded. Many of the soldiers see us, that does not mean, always, that they are dying men. They seem to have supernormal vision. I do not like that word, but let it go. I was easing a boy in my arms, but he was very young, and he wanted his mother. I could not comfort him. Someone beside me said, "I will take him." I could not look up. but I knew who it was. Let mothers hear of this. Please do not elaborate anything I tell you, dear. I must go. A whole battalion is coming out. I have not met any relatives. You know we are still on Earth. Some of the boys who have folks in far places get leave to go and see them, but I feel that my job is right here. A while ago I lifted up a wounded color bearer, and together we kept the flag from touching the ground. That seemed to be his main idea. I held him until relief came and promised to wait in case he should come west. But he is to recover. A girl from the Red Cross Hospital was working alone, plucky as anyone, regardless of the fact that a countercharge of glorious furies in Horizon Blue had cut her off from her friends. A shell struck her, and later she let me guide her into the quiet. She looks like one of the MCL girls. But she is dazed and can't tell her name. She'll be all right soon. I cannot tell when it will end. When or how. No one but God knows what plan is being evolved from this chaos of worlds. Do not put any faith in prophecies except those in the book. I mean the Bible. I am not guiding your hand. Can't you understand? My thoughts float into your mind, and your thoughts float into my mind. Get some figure. The movement of tides, maybe, to fix this truth. Back and forth, carrying and releasing, delivering to and acquiring from the shores. We are getting on famously, and as we progress I think we shall discover even greater facilities for expression. I think communication would have been established and accepted as a perfectly natural thing if the human mind had not opposed so many obstacles. Humanity makes images to represent God, invents machinery to improve on his gift of perception, and refuses to credit voices and visions that are not man-made. Better cut them, obstacles, out. Criticism does not land us anywhere. I am so busy that I do not think of saying the loving things I know you long to hear. But I never loved you better than I do now. I know more about you, and about mothers everywhere. The Red Cross girl that I brought across the line is not one of the MCLS. But she is pretty and jolly and a bear for work. She is constantly with us on the field. Her folks live in Wisconsin, but she says they will have to wait until they come here before they learn that it is well with her. They believe in the immortality of the soul. But proof of their belief scares them. Her name is Anne. Sometimes she hears her mother cry. Then it is hard for her. Many women are here now, and their work is mostly among the babies and young slain. There are lots of these. The little chaps are very popular. A nursery has been built on a shady hill. We have the same sun and planets that light you. Women and the men work together in natural harmony. There are preferences and avoidances and some sweethearting. But for the most part the business in hand occupies all of us. I do not know how it will be as we go on further. This is a great receiving camp. It looks as though it had been chosen by engineers and established as a model cantonment. I am impressed with the system that does not intrude itself as system. Yes, we dress and undress. There is a general commissary who issues our clothes in military fashion. I do not know how they are originally obtained. At first the stuff felt different from the material of the uniform I shared in Flanders. But now I do not notice anything peculiar about it. Maybe I am used to it, and have forgotten the old. I know you miss me, Mother. And that you are very anxious to come on. But sit tight until you get the signal. Sit tight, do you hear me, dear? And warn all with whom you talk against suicide. I do not gather from what I hear that curses afflict any poor soul that makes that mistake. But the self-inflicted death disarranges and delays the plans that are being shaped for the individual. Every detail of life is worked out with a thoroughness only possible in spiritual geometry. A sudden break necessitates rebuilding the whole theory. It may require skill for you to tell what you have to tell and yet restrain broken-hearted ones from throwing themselves across the invisible line. Of course, they want to rejoin their darlings. But that will be later. No one is received here now except soldiers assigned to duty and men and women of the Red Cross and military, and those who come from the war zone with death. A great thing has developed and it shows which way the winds of God begin to blow. I have been assigned to pick up wireless from the enemy lines and transmit it to the Allies. I've worked the clock around on this. Every chance has been given the hunter fight a fair fight. Now, it seems, the angels are arming against him. There is no curse attached to anything, as far as I can find out. Laws are finally adjusted, and their principles are immutable, in the main. But God can change laws, even his own. There is nothing in all the worlds to handicap the big race the soul makes for perfection. We, here, were in the very beginning of it. The girl, Anne, says the immensity of the work ahead would appall her mother more than the threat of hell. She is so tired. You and your kind do not really know that the world is full of toil-tired women. So tired that they hate the thought of heaven unless it means rest. After all, it is not for us to map heaven. I do not know what or where it is, or if there is such a state. We just want to tell what we do know. And that is, life is not snuffed out by war or any other calamity. The Hun cannot kill the soul of a woman or a tree or himself. None of my statements about less important matters are to be taken as certainties unless I quote our instructors. They may not be infallible, but I presume they are. But this is our big fact: I am really, vitally alive. All others who have passed the change called death are alive and progressing toward fuller life. Harp on that string. Keep at it. Do not let your mind become discouraged or confused. Nothing that I can write you is of any importance compared to this. I am called away. I know what you are up against. You are in for ridicule and the sort of publicity that is hardest to bear. But have at it. Get the word across. Don't fix up my notes much. Let them smash away as they come right off the bat. They are not only to comfort the people there, but to relieve the boys here. They worry like the deuce over their folks. Some few who know what we are doing are after me all the time to help them get in touch with their own. They make constant efforts to communicate. Think of the situation this way: a child, for instance, is screaming and sobbing in the terrors of nightmare. His mother tries to waken him, to reassure him, and tell him that he is safe in her arms, against her breast, that all is right. But she cannot make him listen and understand. There you have it. It's the same thing, exactly. Wake them up, mother. Hush their sobs. The everlasting arms are not failing. All is well. If it were not so, I would have told you. P63. Don't argue. We cannot convince anyone against his will. Let him believe or deny. You are only a messenger. One accepts the hearties you offer, or he does not. Perhaps by the time this page is printed, the light which is to be will be shining on the earth. Undoubtedly the mystery that befogs us is likely to be soon lifted. The work of the young girls on the battlefield is a revelation. They are the same kind of girls that you used to have out for the weekends, pretty and cultivated and all that. But they have gone through some sort of transformation while they are still in the flesh. That is, the little, tinkly garments of silliness have dropped away and left fine spirit. But the women at home are not doing enough. The sacrifice has got to be made. Everyone will be stripped down to soul before this is all done. Don't talk of houses and jewels and servants and lands when men are rebuilding the foundations of the earth with their bare hands. Yes. We sleep and waken refreshed. I'm told we shall require food as we go on. 64 p. Jack's father and mother live in a house and have food and water. I think we absorb water, mostly. But when we pass springs, I stoop to drink. The instructor, Angel, whom I told you about, is getting Charlie Spencer into line. He has made it clear that there can be no permanent separation of two parts of a whole. It appears that everyone is or will be married, that Wayne shall be one spirit. I judge from his statement that marriage is consummated here. You wonder how we stand the cursings that we must hear? I am told that all such sounds are produced by the gases of terror and are a part of the crashing and rending of tortured souls. I do not believe the divine intelligence regards these explosions. Of course we are punished for defiance of law. That goes on in all parts of the spiritual as well as the material worlds. But, and I want to go cautiously here because I am not sure that I have cinched the big idea, Some of our worst old sins show up small in comparison with others that we have been rather proud of, and referred to as faults. I can't say what they are. I suppose each fellow knows his own. P65. Too bad that you are not able to convince Cooper's mother that he is all right. He is more than all right. And he may serve to illustrate a point I indicated recently. You know how weak he used to be, and dissipated? Rather worthless and all that? Well, he is one of the most esteemed men here. Of course, he proved that he had courage when he hopped out of the trench with that grenade and saved his company. I told you about it. But he is a quality, a kind of compassion for all men, that makes him tower above the rest of us. It is hard to take the measure of man. There are so many bewildering standards. It's rather easier here. Our use of the terms here and there is likely misleading. At this stage, as I have explained, we are not separated from you. I mean that we are not removed from the influences and conditions of the earth. I do not know how to search for expressions that will convey the truth simply to all who may read these letters. If we are going to get to the people with this, we must take some steps to interest a publisher. How? Would it do to see? Better think it over. I cannot advise. My judgment is no good. 66p. We do not know when we are to be sent on to some other field. You remember we were once recalled when we had almost reached an important port of departure from this environment. The subject of these points of egress interests me greatly. It seems that there are certain defined avenues of intercommunication. We do not fly up and into some other sphere. We travel by established channels. I am very anxious to find out just what this means, and I shall hope to let you know. There must be some reason why, of all the millions who have passed the lines, no one has defined the boundaries of the unseen worlds. We talk the matter over, here, and have about agreed that language becomes inadequate, or we enter upon untranslatable conditions. Then, too, we may begin to count time by the thousand-year schedule. With the realization that you will soon be with us, we do not think to send you descriptions of what you are to see. One thing we must not lose sight of: this is the land of the living, and the loved ones are safe. I picked up a kitten in my tent. An angel who was passing told me, quietly, to put it down. There was something curious in his look. I did not quite get it. You will be interested in this. But help me to keep our subject clear. It is easy to wander off into mazes of danger, although there is a perfectly straight, clean path to follow, if one will. I think it important for you to warn people of this danger. It is, I am told, particularly apparent in this zone. However, in any zone the soul carries its own means of defense. Souls are being fused in these flames and purified. The bravery of men is applauded by the angels. I have seen them rush to welcome some little chap who has given his life to save others. That is the Christ quality, the highest form of love. No human power can stop the war. The fighting may go on until the generations now on earth are all transferred to the spirit our worlds. God does not intervene. We cannot know his purposes. We only know that those who die yet live. A lot of fellows in my tent were talking about the peculiar agony of suspense that mothers have to bear. Jack Wells spoke of that night in Gethsemane when the disciples slept. But somewhere in that garden was one who did not sleep. Mary watched all the dark night. Mothers are like that now. There is no method about inter-space communication. The fuss of preparation is unnecessary and confusing. We do not need the material aids of paper and pencil, as our minds converse. I recommend the transcriptions because you are reporting these notes for a purpose. We want them as accurate as possible. Of course, I get balled up, but will keep sight of the plan. The fight goes on ceaselessly. We do not share your feeling of appalling horror and pain. We see, rather, the hosts of clean young men coming to found their true democracy. Perhaps, you had better write to augment in place of found. As we progress, I find we are less inclined to criticize the efforts or condemn the failures of others. Something of truth must be in the minds of even the fakers who try to materialize spirits and set tables to jumping about a room. Primitive people were taught by means of crude spectacles, but now we have a way more suited to our developing intelligence. P69. I told you about my wireless work. It seems to us to indicate a change in the plan, a movement on the part of the Lord to intervene. We have all wondered why God did not sweep the Huns out of their wickedness. But humanity is, we suppose, allowed to exhaust itself before divinity steps in. What are the words in the book? Except the Lord stretch forth his hand, all flesh will perish from the earth. _Please look up the exact wording. Do not let us stop, now, to go over what I have said and correct inconsistencies. The way unrolls continually, and I get various angles of vision. I am not seeing much, as yet, that is so very different from the earth as you know it. I should say that the difference is chiefly in my new keenness of perception. Wells makes occasional journeys to the place where his folks live. I quote him, particularly, because you know him. When I ask him how it is out yonder, he says for me to wait and see for myself. This may illustrate the point I have been trying to make. I asked him about the marriage of his elder sister and her husband. I heard that the married become incorporated in one body. That is not just as it seemed at first to be. The two who love and marry are one in spirit and act and think as one soul, but they are separable in form and able to pursue their independent ways. One have formed a friendship with Anne. She is as playful as a child, and I like her. But we are not mentally companionable. You remember a poem you liked by Miss Coulson, about laughter in heaven? Well, there is laughter here all right. I could not repeat a joke or any special thing that might be labeled humorous that is said or done. But there is a kind of joyousness that finds expression in laughter. Cooper has gone back to Blighty. I missed him and asked Jack where he had gone. I do not understand yet. Will let you know. Am excited over news. Must go. I have a delicate task here, Mother. Cannot speak of it without higher authority. If I receive that, I know I can depend on your judgment and good taste. I have conferred with Wells, who is further advanced than I am. Wait alone for this. P71. There are lots of wireless men here, and we are busy. We are immensely improved in our work, and are able to decipher any code. The German operators cannot see us when we are around, but a man cannot be a wireless expert unless he has a finely developed sense. They feel us, all right. And they are afraid. Mother, it is not a new thought, but it is true that all forms of life are created dual. We have spoken of the human and spiritual only briefly, because I am crassly ignorant, even yet. But nature is also two-sided, material and ethereal. Everything is duplicated, forest, stream, landscape. Does that fact not make my place of residence more tangible to you? I should have told you sooner if I had heard of it. Yes. I know what you are up against trying to get this across. Poor little mother. Her neighbors think she is a nut. But if you can get a few to try to write, they will start things. Explain how simple it is. A place, a pencil, a pad of paper and a heart crying the name of a boy. That's all that is necessary. P72. I have permission to tell you that Cooper has, because of his understanding and compassion, been sent back home as an instructor. His body, sustained by some life principle which I cannot explain, has been all this time in a reconstruction hospital back of the French lines. You may see him with your own eyes. And you will know that any man who has crossed no man's land, and returned, has a message to the world from God. Wells is hurrying on with his preparations to go. I do not know whether I am to go with him or not. I rather hope I may. And yet I do not want to cut off our line of communication. I think after I leave this environment, I shall have greater difficulty in communicating. As I have said before, I shall, perhaps, enter into less translatable conditions. The common speech may be inadequate. That, alone, may account for the futile messages transmitted through mediums. Still, the spirit is free to travel, and it is likely I may find a way to continue my letters to you and to give you such information as may be permitted. You hope I will not go, dear? Well, I may hang around here indefinitely. Many, are coming in, however, and it looks as though we might be transferred. One reason makes me rather keen to go. Jack told me about his younger sister last night. She is, it seems, a tremendous favorite with him.